Good morning, I'm Mark Purcell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Momastery.com founder Glennon Doyle Melton talks to Marianne Zalesnik about her new book, Carry On Warrior, later on Cincinnati Edition. And in about 15 minutes, you'll hear about the fast-growing Springboard Business Training Program for artists and creative entrepreneurs. To begin with, it's Jay Hanselman with a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati Mayor Mark Mallory has given double-digit raises to three of his top aides. He had also given a raise to a staffer who left earlier this month for another job. The increases range from 11 to 20%. Those hikes are in addition to 3% raises provided to administrators in the city manager's spending plan. Mallory's decision comes as the city faces a $35 million deficit in the general fund budget that must be in place by July 1st. In a memo to the city's budget director, the mayor is pledging to reduce his office budget by $66,000 for the remaining 7 months of his term. He's not planning to replace a full-time staff member and two part-time positions. The city manager is moving ahead with plans to lay off 344 workers to balance the budget after his plan to use revenue from a proposed parking lease fell apart. The lease deal is headed for the November ballot unless an appeals court rules voters don't have the right to seek a referendum on emergency ordinances, which is how city council enacted the parking lease. Flying Pig Marathon organizers say they're taking extra measures to reassess and strengthen security plans. There will be a larger police presence and extra volunteers to watch out for anything suspicious. Executive Director Iris Simpson-Bush says everyone is encouraged to bring less.
Only bring what they absolutely need. We don't want backpacks and other bags. They won't be allowed in our secure areas, and we don't want to use those for our baggage claim.
Participants will have to put items in clear bags if they want them transported from the start line to the finish. Spectators with bags are being warned they could be subject to search. And despite the tragedy in Boston, Simpson-Bush says registration numbers continue to increase along with people volunteering to help out. Miami University says it's had no threats, but the school is stepping up security for its upcoming graduation. The university says the change is a matter of good practice. Faculty members suggested security should be at least the same as for football games. Items such as backpacks, iPads, and laptops won't be allowed. UC is also increasing security checks as people enter Fifth Third Arena for graduation. Backpacks won't be allowed there either. Xavier says its ceremonies are generally smaller than Miami and UC and isn't planning any additional security beyond what already is in place. Studies show students who attend preschool do better in school. That has business and community leaders around Cincinnati determined to increase access to a quality preschool education. The newly launched Cincinnati Preschool Promise aims to bring the entire community to the table to finance the project. Patrick Laffley is part of the group behind the idea. He says current education resources are misaligned.
90% of brain development occurs before the age of five, yet our formal education system begins after five. The educational investment model, we believe, needs to be flipped on its head. The most startling statistic that we found was that money spent on a quality preschool education can generate as much as a 7 to 10% annual return on investment.
The group Success by Six plans to launch a fundraising effort this fall. That's also when a pilot program is set to launch. The group estimates it will cost $6 to $9 million each year. University of Cincinnati President Santa Ono is recommending the school freeze in-state tuition rates for the next school year. A press release says the board will vote on the proposal in June. The freeze would apply to undergraduate tuition and some student fees. President Ono also told the board this week he won't accept a salary increase or bonus payment for the next 2 years. He also is suggesting the university sell a condominium used as the president's residence and direct that money to an endowment fund for student scholarships. President Ono told the board the university will continue to discuss and announce other measures to rethink the way it operates, spends, saves, invests, and innovates. Governor John Kasich's plan to expand health care coverage for low-income Ohioans has been dealt another blow. A top Republican in the Ohio legislature says the Senate's version of the state budget won't include the governor's proposed Medicaid expansion. Senate President Keith Faber said this week he's pushing for changes to the Medicaid program instead of the wide-ranging expansion plan. Lawmakers in the Ohio House already had stripped the Medicaid proposal that's a key element of President Barack Obama's signature health care law. Kasich proposed going forward with the expansion in his two-year budget plan. He says it's a way for the state to recapture Ohio taxpayers' federal money. Just over 350,000 Ohio residents would be up for coverage if Medicaid expansion goes into place in 2014. Want to get rid of your library fines? The Public Library of Cincinnati and Hamilton County is holding an Amnesty Day May 15th. Director Kim Fender says on that day you can go to any branch during library hours and return your books, or show your library card if you've already returned your books.
We expect to have a huge turnout for that, and we think we'll get a lot of people's cards back in good standing and they'll start using the library again, which is always a positive for everyone.
Fender says the May 15th Amnesty Day is a reward for the public after the library won a prestigious award. It was one of 10 libraries and museums in the U.S. to get the National Medal for Museum and Library Service. Current Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner James Comer doesn't expect this week's indictment of his predecessor, Richie Farmer, to damage the department. Comer says he feels sorry for Farmer's family because of the indictment, but it won't be a distraction for the department. He and his staff have cooperated with multiple investigations into Farmer, and his goal is to distance the office from the office holder.
I hope the confidence has been restored. I work hard every day. We go to events every day to promote agriculture. We brought in all new management. We're efficient. We're transparent.
Farmer has been indicted on 5 counts related to allegations he misused his office to obtain gifts and misappropriated state funds during his 2 terms as commissioner. He could face up to 10 years in prison and $250,000 fine. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.